the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game. He's the GM, Floyd Reese, on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Interesting injury report items from Indianapolis. I think a big one, Malik Hooker did not practice all week. He's questionable on Sunday with a hip injury. He's their first-round pick safety. But I think the other one, Darius Leonard, the linebacker, practiced Wednesday and Thursday, did not practice on Friday with a hamstring injury. So who knows the severity of that hamstring? He is the leading tackler in the National Football League. And I bet you if he's not out there on Sunday, Vrabel's going to turn around and hand that ball to Deion Lewis and Derrick Henry.
I would imagine. I mean, he is making a ton of plays. And he's led the NFL in tackling, I mean, the entire time.
Other news and notes from the injury report for the Titans. David Fluellen is out. Quentin Spain is questionable, as is Taywan Taylor and Tajay Sharp. Although Spain practiced both on Thursday and Friday, he was limited. Taywan Taylor did not practice the whole week. It seems like, I mean, the injury looked bad with Taylor, and he hasn't practiced since. So my guess is Taywan Taylor is probably going to miss a little bit of time. For the Colts, tight end Ryan Hewitt, tight end Eric Swope, and corner DJ Killings are all out. Hooker is questionable, as is, who is this? Nate Harrison, another corner, and then did not practice today. Ryan Kelly, the center, Quentin Nelson, the guard, and Darius Leonard, the linebacker, did not practice today for Indianapolis. Okay, it's time now for three up. You were going to say something?
All three good players.
Oh, if all three missed the game, I feel pretty good about the chances.
Yeah.
Three up, three down. Three things the GM wants to see, three things he does not want to see against the Colts on Sunday. We start three up. Number one, what do you want to see out of the Titans on Sunday?
Number one.
First thing is we have to continue with the scoring defense. I mean, we have got to hold them to field goals, not let them score touchdowns. Now, this is a little bit harder with this group because they have scored from out in the field. I mean, they're not necessarily one of those teams that has a drive down, get in the red zone, turn around, and hand it to a back a couple times. I mean, they have scored, you know, not at will, but much longer plays than what we're used to seeing. So we're going to have to do a better job with scoring defense across the board, but for sure in the red zone.
How have the Titans been so successful on defense, you know, especially in the red zone, but how have they been so successful and why is Indy a threat to that?
Well, they're a threat because they score from farther out. You know, they're not like, I mean, how many plays, I think we're the worst team in the league for plays, you know, impact plays of 20 yards or more. I think we've had like 20, and I think, you know, the Rams and Kansas City and those teams have had like 80. So, you know, Indy is more along those lines. Indy can score from out a little ways. We got to kind of work it in.
Number two.
The second thing you want to see.
Second thing, we have to continue third down conversions. We've been excellent with that for the last 3 weeks. We will have to continue that. And, you know, I don't really care how we get to them, to be honest. But we have to do it simply because it keeps Luck off the field. You know, Luck is not a factor when he's on the sideline. And this is one of the things we have really, really done well for the last 3 weeks.
You know, some people would call time of possession and scoring defense and the way that they've played, some people would call that Titan ball, baby.
There it is.
What's the third
Number
thing?
Three.
Third thing, time of possession. This is what we were talking about.
Titan ball.
Time of possession being that, you know, we've been able to hold on to the ball in excess of, you know, 34 minutes, really. And so when you start getting to 34, 35, 36 minutes of offense, it's really, really hard for somebody to beat you because they just don't have enough time. You know, they don't have enough time to run enough plays to hopefully beat you. So that would be the third thing for me.
So you brought up yesterday about the two deep zone that the Colts like to play and how that should allow the Titans to run the ball. As far as time of possession is concerned, if you are Vrabel and LaFleur going into this game, would you look at it and think to yourself, okay, I know against this zone I'll be able to run and that will allow me to keep time of possession, so the game plan needs to be heavy with Deion and Derek running the football?
I mean, that would be an approach, sure, and an effective approach.
Would that be your approach?
Maybe. I'd have to see how they do it, but I mean, running the ball against two deep is not something new. You know, everybody does it, and I'm sure they've got ways to effectively stop it, but still, it's a factor.
What is the three down? What is the number one thing you don't want to see?
Number one.
The scariest thing to me are the big plays, and they've gotten big plays. I mean, they've thrown a lot of touchdown passes. They've got a lot of the running game is more effective than we've hardly even talked about it. The offensive line is playing well, but we've got to eliminate them from making big plays. Their defense, you know, is very good at turning the ball over and good at getting sacks. So, you know, on defense, even though they're, you know, you go through and you think, well, geez, they don't have many great players on defense, they still are turning the ball over at a scary, scary rate.
What's the second thing you don't want to see?
Number two.
Second thing for me is not allow them to get their run game going. And, you know, their run game has been very effective. I'm sure that's part of the reason Luck has been able to do a bunch of the stuff he does, which is that they're running the ball effectively, and because they are running the ball effectively, it helps them with play passes and things like that. So, you know, we want to get them, even though it's scary to say, you want to, if you get them one-dimensional, you at least have a chance to hopefully stop that dimension.
So something that I didn't think got brought up enough from the Patriots game on Monday was how they tried to run it with Sony Michel early, and they got nowhere, and they just abandoned it. And I wonder why they were so successful, but how much harder it would be to do the same thing against the Colts, because the Colts have Kelly and Nelson and the other guard they took in the second round, and the Patriots don't have those kind of players.
Right.
Well, I was just wondering why they were able to shut the Patriots' run game down so well, and how that could help them this week.
Oh, we got ahead by 14 points, you know. Now all of a sudden they're trying to catch up, and they're saying, okay, now we can keep giving it to Michel for 4 yards a crack.
I don't think Michel was getting 4 yards. I think Michel was getting like
I don't know
2 yards
getting,
or something. He was getting nothing. You know. And it was a 7-point game. People forget this. Like, it was a 7-point game late in the first half against the Patriots, and the Patriots were getting the ball to start the second half. I thought it was going to be a classic score, get the ball, score, you're down 7. And the Titans defense just held and ended up scoring themselves, which ended up even, you know, widening the gap between them and the Patriots. Okay, what is the third thing that you do not want to see against the Colts on Sunday?
Number three.
Third thing for me is I don't want to let them get off to a fast start.
Oh, yes, preach.
They have been very effective. I mean, I think they're averaging 28 points a half in the games they've been playing. So for them to get off to a fast start is not uncommon, and we need to find a way to nip that. I mean, the longer it's 0-0, I think the better off we're going to be. The longer it's 7-7, the better off we're going to be. Because we don't want them to get in, you know, in a position where all of a sudden it's 28-0 at half, and now, you know, they're throwing at will, but more importantly, they're turning around and handing the ball off and eating that clock up. So keep them down early.
Three up and three down, and I go back to the game 2 years ago at Indianapolis. They got up 21-0. Marcus had a great second half, but they were unable to come back in the game because they spotted Andrew Luck 21 points. And I would say, like, this is going to sound crazy. I think if I'm the Titans and I win the toss, I would take the ball on Sunday as kind of like a way to say, okay, I'll take the ball in hopes that I score a touchdown, but also to kind of slow the game down, run the ball, kind of eat some clock early, just to kind of set the tempo for how the game's going to go, because I worry the Colts are going to get the ball, go right out on the field, score a touchdown, and now it's up and down and up and down and up and down, and that is not Titan ball. That is the opposite of Titan ball.
We don't want that.
No, do not want the opposite of Titan ball. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. So what would a win against Indianapolis mean on Sunday? Because I don't think this has been talked about enough. But the opportunity is there for the Titans. It is so there. We will get to that next on Fireball Hot Take Friday. We're live from the Game National Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. in Mount Juliet. Jared and the GM are on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Which team on the outside of the AFC playoff picture will win 10 games this season?
10 games. So let's go with, I have the Tennessee Titans. Why? They play the Jacksonville Jaguars. We have no idea what the Jacksonville Jaguars, what they're going to do week to week. Then they play the Indianapolis Colts twice. And then they play both struggling teams of the New York Jets and Giants. They play the Washington Redskins, who are suffering injury after injury. So that's my team right there, the Tennessee Titans, hitting the 10 with the Pearl James.
Okay.
Steve Smith Sr. is going with the Tennessee Titans. I don't know if that makes me more optimistic or less optimistic, considering the source is Steve Smith Sr. But that's where he's going. And it's easy to say, okay, they get the Colts twice, two wins there, Jacksonville, this, that. And I agree with most of that. And that's why I wonder this. What would a win? Let's just say the Titans win the game. Who cares how? The Titans win, and let's assume they play Titan ball. The Titans win 24-13 on Sunday. Just using that as a number. What does that mean for the Titans season? Because to me, it means two things. Number one, I think it puts you squarely in the driver's seat for at least one of the two available playoff spots, either the sixth seed in the AFC or the division. And then I think it makes the Houston game kind of a showdown for who's going to get the early lead towards the finish line in the divisional race next Monday night. I also think it proves that, you know, you're better than a lot of the other, you know, when we talk about contenders and pretenders, it sets you ahead of the pretenders in the AFC. Baltimore, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, the four-win teams-ish kind of. I think it puts you up there, and I think it gives you confidence that you can keep stacking wins with a four-game win streak and with teams like the Jets coming up. So to be honest, Floyd, I think there's a ton on the line in Sunday's game against Indianapolis, a ton that's just more than one win or one loss.
I mean, it's a giant game, a division game, which is worth two wins. We know that. I mean, if you win this game, you're going to be, depending on what Houston does with Washington, I mean, you could be leading the division Sunday night. So
with a chance, you know, to, I don't want to say bury Houston, but with a chance to,
you're going
to
play them.
Play them and take your tiebreakers.
You'll play them with a chance to take a giant step for the lead in the division with, you know, 4 out of 5 home games.
And 2 New York games.
So, you know, I mean, does that give you a chance to be pretty good? Gives you a chance to be pretty good.
So I think the other thing, too, is the Colts are in a situation right now where if they beat the Titans on Sunday, the Colts are right back in it. Like, the Colts look at themselves and say, we're 5-5, they're 5-5, and the Texans are 6-3 or 6-4 or whatever. So, you know, we're right back in this baby. And
yeah, I mean, they jump into second place ahead of us.
Oh, yeah. And if you beat the Colts, you know, at 6 losses, it's really going to be hard for Indianapolis to win the division. You know, they're probably going to have to win out in order to tie with you or Houston at 10-6 at the end of the year. So I'm not saying that you're basically cutting Indy out of there if you win this game, but I think you're definitely putting them in a very tough spot. And the other key to this that I think is very important is if you can knock Indy out right now, or I shouldn't say knock them out, but if you can kind of kick them down a little bit and then they slip up again and now all of a sudden they've got 7 losses, they may be eliminated by the time you play at the end of the season, the last game of the year. And anytime you're playing a team that is completely eliminated at the end of the year, it gives you a better chance to win that football game.
Sure.
So let's go to your phone, 615-737-1025. I think this is a monumental game, monumental for the season. And I've also thought this, too, before we go to the phones, one other thought. I believe that if the Titans win one of the next two games, the two division games on the road, they're both going to be hard, but if they win both games, I think the Tennessee Titans are A, for real, and B, are probably going to win the AFC South. If they win one of the two, then they're still in good shape to make the playoffs, but it's going to be a hard last month of the season. And if they lose both, then it's going to feel a lot like last year when they lost San Francisco and Arizona, and now it was like you were trying to breathe to hope they were going to make the playoffs. And that's just how I feel like where they are. I would hate to ruin the Patriots' win by losing the next two. But we've looked at it. What did they do? They won three in a row, and then they lost three in a row. Yeah, they've won two in a row. Got to keep the win streak going. Got to keep that. But I just totally ruin the Patriot game if they lose the next two games.
There's no doubt. I agree.
Let's go to your phones. Joe, 615-737-1025. Joe is up next. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Jared, you could be more right, man. This game is huge. And not just this game. These next two games. Matter of fact, the next 2 weeks is the season, dude. This has got to be just, they have got to just buckle down. They got to forget about everything else in the past. Everything this season they've done does not matter. It starts from this game on. And if they win this game and they win against Houston, peep this out. They win Indy, they win Houston. They win Houston, they swept them. Then they got one game up on Indy. Then they got Jacksonville, who we know is not that good, okay? So now they are in the driver's seat in their division. And look who what they have left next. They got an injured. They play against the Redskins, who's riddled with injuries. They can beat the Giants. So there is a good chance if they win these next two games, Jared, they could run the table and the Titans could have 12-4. But the key is they have got to stay healthy. And the one that wins this game this Sunday is the one that wants it more, the ones that the most healthiest, and the ones that's going to sell out and put their name on, put their body on the line. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe. A lot of things he said there. A couple things I want to get to. He says the next 2 weeks are the season. Do you agree with that?
Oh, no. I mean, it's really, really important.
That would put you at six losses if you lose them both.
Yeah. I mean, then you got to win out. Still go 10-6.
I mean, I think 10-6 guarantees you at least the sixth spot in the AFC. That, yeah, I feel pretty good about.
I don't know. I mean, we got to see what Cincinnati and
Cincinnati, who just fired their
Miami,
coach without AJ Green,
and
screw Miami, they suck.
They're ahead of us.
They suck. No, they're not. They're behind you. They're 4-5, I think.
Are you sure?
Yeah, the Bengals are ahead of you, but I think
I know the Bengals are ahead.
I think Miami's behind you. They suck. They are awful. Ugh. The Miami Dolphins are trash. Now, Tannehill's coming back, which is going to make them a lot better. But, ew, Miami. Ugh. Now, his other thought that he thinks if the Titans win that they can run the table, Miami's 5-5. The other thought that he has that they could run the table, talking about the Titans.
They're 5-5?
Yeah.
And we're?
5-4. So that technically puts you ahead of Miami. But that's a technicality. Then the thought about running the table. I still see a slip-up in there somewhere. Like, I don't see it against the Jets, the Jags, or the Giants. I think those are three wins. Not sure about the Redskins. That's kind of a 50-50 game, but it's at the end of the year, which means they may have already clinched, and it's at home, and it's around Christmas. So that may be better for you. And then the Colts game at the end of the year. If the Colts have nothing to play for and you have something to play for, that usually gives you an upper hand in games like this. Let's go to Michael, who's up next here on the Titans and the Colts game. Thank you for calling. What's up, Michael?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think that the two things that we need to do to win this game on Sunday is, one, actually get to Andrew Luck, and two, shut down Eric Ebron. Eric Ebron has been playing out of his mind the past few weeks. He's one of the best tight ends in the league right now, and if we can shut him down, that's probably Luck's favorite offensive weapon right now, throwing-wise. And my second point, getting to Luck, he hasn't been sacked in the past month. They have not allowed a sack on Luck in four games. So if I say if we get in between anywhere 4 to 6 sacks and one, maybe two of those coming on a big third down, then we can easily win the game. I'll hang up now and listen to what y'all have to say.
Thanks, Michael. Didn't you say that you think it's kind of irrelevant whether or not they get pressured on Luck, or it's not worth trying because they're not going to get pressure on Luck on Sunday?
Well, if the ball comes out the way it has been coming out, you can't get there. It's like when you played Peyton, same thing, same scheme. And so you just, I mean, you can get a free rush and still not get there. So you hate to do something to create what you think is going to be pressure, end up playing man for man, and have Woodyard not able to cover Ebron and his touchdown. So
you think that they can win the game without getting pressure on Luck?
It's going to be hard. That's
so you say they can't do it, but if they don't do it, they're not going to win.
Well, yeah. I mean, they can't do it. And if you're counting on
But can't
pressure,
Malcolm Butler and Logan Ryan and those guys keep him, to make him hold on to the ball for an extra second because they're a lot better than some of the other guys he's used to playing?
Maybe. I mean, that'll be
I don't think you give the Titans enough credit for how good they are. You know, those, like, Adoree Jackson is legit, right?
Yes.
Well, he's not used to playing against guys like Adoree Jackson. Now, when you play the Raiders, you don't play Adoree Jackson now. Let's take more of your calls. 615-737-1025. Floyd, would you like to read to the people what our topic at 5:30 is?
No.
Why not?
I don't know what it is.
It's right there where the 5:30 is.
Oh, you can tell.
How do the Titans go to Indy and make sure that they play Titan Ball on Sunday? We'll get to that coming up next. Plus, more your phone, 615-737-1025. Join Braden Gall and watch MTSU take on Kentucky and Tennessee and Missouri at Beyond the Edge for our college watch party tomorrow from 1 to 3. You can enjoy great food and drink specials from Pickers Vodka and Music City Light Beer. Jared and the GM are on ESPN 102.5 The Game on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game National app.
I like the Titans, too. My old teammate Mike Vrabel is coaching them really well. Defensive coordinator Dean Pease. You can see a plan that they formulate, especially against the Patriots, getting after Brady up in the middle of the pocket. The one thing I think they'll focus on, stopping Eric Ebron, tied into the Colts. He's been hot for them lately. I think they get that done. We both think the Titans are going to beat the Colts.
Teddy Bruschi on ESPN. He's rolling with the Titans. Let me ask you an SEC question, Floyd, before we get right back to your phones and the Titans.
Okay.
So you're an SEC team, and you're coming off of a tough loss to LSU, and then you spanked Missouri, and you beat Alabama. That's pretty good, right?
Beat Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah, just beating Alabama. Forget the rest of it.
I mean, that's incredibly impressive. Now, you're an SEC team, and you've beaten Vandy, Arkansas, and Ole Miss. Now, they've been impressive. But that's who you've beaten, Vandy, Arkansas, and Ole Miss. What would people say about that?
For me, what would I say about it?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to do all these comparisons to the things.
Because you know I'm talking about who the Colts have played.
They're meaningless. All of those things are meaningless. That's like if you go out after we beat the Eagles, what do we say about the Eagles now?
They're not that good. And after beating the Cowboys, we were like, Cowboys stink, fire the coach.
Yeah, the Cowboys are awful. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, all of that stuff is just smoke to me.
I just think that, you know, if an SEC team beats Vandy, Arkansas, and Ole Miss, nobody would sit there and say, hey, you know, Mississippi State looks pretty good. Look at who they're taking care of. But if they were to beat, you know, lose to LSU close, beat Missouri, and then, you know, beat Alabama, we'd be saying, oh, boy, they're for real. And that's the difference, in my opinion, between these two teams. When
but
you're playing the Bills, the Raiders, and the Jets.
See, that's that point that's I'm fan- trying to get across, and I can't pound it into your head. You're making up, you're looking at all of these past things, and you're saying, there's the difference. There lies the difference. That is not the difference. That is not the difference. One more time. That is not the difference. You're talking about the second best in the league and 7 touchdowns. And in the football world, there is no comparison between those two. There's no comparison. I mean, that's like you're trying to beat, to use your analogies, you're trying to beat Tom Brady in his prime with a rookie quarterback. Does not work. And that's my point. That's what I'm trying, the point I'm trying to make. That's how hard it is. And there, I mean, it is hard. and the, all of that stuff in the past and all that. Yeah, okay, good. That's all well and good.
I know,
that's
but not. But you're worried about Andrew Luck having ever beat the Titans, and that's as far. That's
I'm
past.
Not. I'm worried about 26 touchdowns to 7. That worries me.
Titan ball, baby.
You can only nobody. I have never heard of a quarterback with 26 touchdown passes and really no receivers. I mean, you're throwing them all to tight ends. That does not occur in the NFL.
I don't know. Brady's won a lot with, you know, nobody's at wide receiver.
Yeah, he has.
Ian, what's the line on the Titans-Colts game?
We have it at 1.5.
1.5 in favor of who?
The Colts.
Okay. Floyd has to take the Colts in six-pack picks. I just, for 3 straight days, I've been hearing about 26 touches. You have to take the Colts. Will he? We'll have to see. Let's go to the phones. Meanwhile, instead, 615-737-1025. Travis is up next. What's up, Travis, on a Fireball Hot Take Friday? Go ahead.
Man, I think that Titans do have a great shot. I think the Titans beat the Titans most all the time.
So true.
I think if the guys will step up and their defense will play like they did against the Patriots, I think we've got a good shot at this. But like I said, the Titans always beat the Titans. It's always that. It's not anything more than that.
So that's my theory. Thank you, Travis. That's been my theory all week. And where I do kind of agree with Floyd is some of the things that you did on Sunday, like you're not going to be able to do against Indianapolis, as crazy as that sounds. Like getting the pressure on Tom Brady, Andrew Luck has a much better offensive line than Tom Brady does. Like it's going to be a lot harder to get the pressure on Andrew Luck than it was Tom Brady, as crazy as that sounds. But there are some things that Indianapolis does better on offense than the Patriots do, and that's why it's going to be so hard to go out and recreate the same performance that the Titans defense had last week.
Right. I mean, I agree 1,000%.
But if the Titans that showed up on Sunday show up this Sunday, don't you feel really good that they'll win? Like the Titans who executed and had the focus and the lack of penalties and special teams and – like, if that team shows up Sunday to beat the Patriots, I think we're all in agreement the Titans will beat the Colts.
Yeah, I see. I mean, I don't – the team that showed up Sunday was a good team. The team they played Sunday was a bad team. New England was not – I mean, any way you want to cut New England when they played us, anything – passing yards, touchdowns, time of possession, anything you want to look at, they were not good.
Let's go to Josh, who's up next here on Jared of the GM. What's up, Josh?
As it is, it's going to be a Colts big win over the Titans this Sunday, and here's why. I think just because the 10 sacks that the Colts have allowed all year, and Titans have 10 sacks in one game, I think that's going to be the difference of our offensive line holding the Titans and getting those sacks. And I agree with Floyd throughout this week that I think the Colts are a better team than their record is currently right now, and we've had our tough stretch at the beginning of the schedule. Now we got a little bit lighter schedule coming up, and I think we're going to end up possibly 10-6 or even maybe a little better.
That, if you were to be better, you would not lose a game the rest of the season.
I think they can do it. I think they're talented. If we can continue to
– No, they're not. The Colts blocking, are not yeah. talented enough to win every game the rest of the season. Stop that.
I mean, who we have no one under really above 500 left.
You're not above 500.
Right, but we're going to be this Sunday.
I mean, how can you will be 500. That's not above 500. How can you sit there and tell me that you look at the Colts schedule, a team that is under 500, and you sit there and say to yourself, you know, I think Indianapolis, who, by the way, right now is kind of somewhere on the verge of like 7-9, you think Indianapolis is going to run the table when they've got games against the Cowboys, the Texans, the Titans, teams that are all – on some level or another, better than the Colts.
Well, we've already should have beat the Texans.
But you didn't beat the Texans, did you?
We're correct. We didn't.
Did you lose to the Jets, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay, and the Jets suck, right?
They do.
Okay, the Colts are not going to run the table. Like, I am not listening to the Colts are going to run the table and be 11-5. You think the Colts are going to run the table?
I have no clue.
Come on. You know they're not going to run a table.
I have no clue.
All right, here, we'll just go through it. Let's say they beat the Titans. Colts or Dolphins in Indianapolis, who you got?
Colts.
Okay. Colts at Jags in Jacksonville, who you got?
Colts.
Colts at Texans in Houston.
That's a tough one.
Who you got?
We'd have to see that week.
Colts versus Cowboys in Indianapolis.
Colts.
Colts versus Giants in New York. Colts at Titans.
Probably depends on how this one turns out.
I've never seen somebody rip on the New England Patriots and love on the Colts. That is, whew, boy, you love the Colts. I hope the Titans just kill them for no other reason so that Monday I can just be like, what happened to the Colts? I thought the Colts were going to run the table. I thought they were so great.
I hope they do, too.
Bob is up next. Oh, you're going to be mad Monday if they do, though. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to say I think the Titans are good enough to run the table. The problem is they're bad enough to lose 5. I mean, we just never know week to week. The Bills game is a perfect example. We just don't know, and that's what makes me think we're a 9-7, 10-6 at best. Hopefully 10-6, but probably 9-7.
Isn't that kind of what we're going to figure out the rest of the way, Floyd, about the Titans is, okay, are they going to make the plays in all these close games the rest of the way to be 10-6 or 9-7, or are they going to be 7-9? Like, I feel like that is the definition of the rest of the season. That is what we're going to figure out.
I think so. And the part that's sad, or the part that is unique, is that, you know, this club is going to be the one that determines that. And if they're mature enough and if they understand what's going on and are willing to put in the time and the effort, then they can, you know, they can win the division, be in the playoffs, everybody love them, everything good. If they aren't to that point, if they can't be that mature and understand what's going on, then it's going to get tough.
Let's go to Jerry, who's up next here on Jared and the GM Fireball Hot Take Friday. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, thanks, guys. I just want to say that the Colts suck. Titans are awesome, and I'm going to tell you why. Look, it's like this, man. Andrew Luck hasn't played anybody this year. Who's he played? In any good team that he's played, he's lost to, all right? Well, who the Titans beat this year? Yes, they've lost to some bad teams, but this was at the beginning of the season when they're trying to get things together. And let's be honest, it takes teams time to get things together, okay? So all you people out there that think, oh, well, Andrew Luck hadn't been sacked 10 times, I'm going to tell you something. He hadn't been sacked because he hadn't had any pressure. And I'm going to tell you about Dean Pease. Dean Pease has played against Luck, and so has Vrabel. And if you think for 1 minute they don't know how to get to Luck, you are sorely mistaken. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Jerry. Do you know who that sounded like?
No clue.
You know Joe, the caller that calls in every day, who called in earlier today?
Yeah.
Always is like with me about Mariota. Did that not sound a lot like him?
Yeah.
Do you think that was him calling in again and trying to disguise his voice?
Why would he do that?
I don't know. Well, we don't let people get 2 calls a day. You get 1 call a day on the show. That's the rule of the show. Because we have so many calls, we have to, keep going to them. But,
okay.
But it sounded a lot like him.
Yeah.
I have no idea what he said, though. As soon as he started talking, I said to Ian, I was like, does this sound like Joe the caller? And when you do the talk back, you can't hear what else is going on other than like what me and Ian are talking about. And so I didn't hear what he said. So I'm sure it was a great point, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
615-737-1025. Six-pack picks presented by Pourvu. Floyd has to take the Colts. There is no way. If Floyd doesn't take the Colts, he's the biggest phony to ever do radio with how much he's been talking up the Colts the last 3 days. So that is important to me, and we will do that coming up next here on Jared and the GM. My new house, oh my God, it's coming together. It's so great. I love it. And I love the fact that I know my heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical is all taken care of thanks to Hiller. I am a member of the Happy Hiller Club, and you should be too. It's the holiday season, and a lot of people need to have that extra cash for their holiday spending, and that's the perfect time to join the Happy Hiller Club, because what's going to happen is if you got some pipes that are an issue, some electrical work, you're going to have to call someone out to your house. They're going to have to fix it. Well, Hiller has true true transparency pricing. So it may cost just a little bit more to be a member of the Happy Hiller Club, but you pay for what you get, which is better service. And with true transparency pricing, you get real service that you know why you're paying what you're paying. That's why I'm so glad that at my new home, I am a member of the Happy Hiller Club, and you should join the Happy Hiller Club as well. That is the Happy Hiller Club. You'll see that smiling face right there on the ice tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena as they are a proud partner of the Nashville Predators. That is Hiller. Call the Happy Face Truck today. Jared and the GM are on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Jared and the GM, ESPN 102.5 The Game. I'm not sure that I did very well on six-pack picks last week presented by Pour Vu. And what's crazy is that I had been on a heater there for a minute, and I do believe that Floyd, with all the, with as much as he has pumped up the Indianapolis Colts and how worried he is for the Titans, I feel like you have got to pick the Titans today when we get to them. But we've got to start off, of course, with the games in college. And so it is time for six-pack picks presented by Pour Vu. Ian, let me tell the people how great Pour Vu is. Boy, is Pour Vu great. They've been voted Sumner County's best liquor store 3 years in a row. Six-pack picks. Get all your tailgating needs at Pour Vu off of Indian Lake Boulevard in Hendersonville. Over 10,000 square feet of wine, spirits, and over 1,200 domestic imports and craft beers. Amazing selection just for you. Get it? Pour Vu for you. Pour Vu has it. They have over 1,200 different brews with 16 on tap to fill your growlers. Once again, they are open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Voted Sumner County's favorite liquor store 3 years in a row. Ian, what does the scoreboard look like?
Both of y'all had a pretty rough week last week. 1-2-2 for both of you guys.
Woo-hoo-hoo, that's bad.
Floyd, your season record is 27-38-3, and Jared, you are 35-30-3.
Oh boy, can't have a bad week. That put me right back in the hole. So with that, it is time now to start six-pack picks. We start in college football, and Ian, where do we go?
We will start MTSU at Kentucky, ESPN 102.5 The Game, SEC Network, 11 a.m. kickoff, and Kentucky is -16.5. Who goes first, Jared?
I'll pick me. I'm going to take MTSU. I'm going to take MTSU to win the football game. I think Kentucky was demoralized by their loss against Georgia. I think everyone has now learned that Terry Wilson cannot throw the football. I think they're kind of packing it in. And this game, I believe, means more to MTSU than it does to Kentucky. I think Coach Stock finds a way. I think MTSU wins outright, but I'll definitely take my 16.5 points.
I'm going to take MTSU also simply because I think Kentucky's going to win the game. But the 16.5 points is gigantic. I mean, Kentucky struggles to score. And the only hope that I think they'll have is if the running back gets going and runs for about 300. But other than that, MTSU is much more balanced. I think they'll be able to score a few points and therefore keep it closer than 16.5.
The best game from the best conference this week is Missouri at Tennessee.
Shows you the quality of the best game.
The 2:30 CBS. And Missouri is -6, Floyd.
I'm going to go with Tennessee. And really for one reason, which is Garantano is playing so well. I mean, he is off the charts. And Missouri has struggled there. I think the last two or three times they've played there, they've lost. So I'm going with Tennessee and getting them bowl eligible.
I'm going to take the Vols, too, and here's why. Is Missouri any good? I mean, like, has anyone ever talked about that? They shouldn't have beat Vanderbilt last week. They did. They shouldn't have lost to Kentucky a couple weeks ago, but they found a way to lose. I just don't think that Missouri's very good. 6 points is a lot of points in this game. I have no idea who wins, but I'll take the Vols to cover the 6-point spread.
All right, I don't have the NBC music for Notre Dame Syracuse handy. It is at Yankee Stadium, though, which would be fun. Syracuse, Notre Dame, and Notre Dame is -10.5, Jared.
I'm taking Syracuse, and it wouldn't shock me if Syracuse wins the ballgame. Notre Dame is overrated. Give me Syracuse.
I'm going to go with Notre Dame, and I'm going to go with Notre Dame really because they are in the middle of this. I mean, they know that they're going to be in the playoffs. They know they've got a chance to be undefeated, and they're going to find a way to win this game. I think that I think that the quarterback is back healthy, and I think he'll make all the difference. I can't believe Syracuse, you know, an indoor team is going to go to, you know, Madison Square. No, where are they playing?
Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium, and not feel the cold.
That'd be kind of cool if they went to Madison Square Garden and played.
That would be.
All right, Monday Night Football this week. Fun game, especially for us fantasy guys. Chiefs at the Rams, and the Rams are -3.5, Floyd.
You know, I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
Ooh.
And primarily because the Rams' defense has not played as well as it has in the past. To be honest, I'm a little bit disappointed with them. The D-linemen, some of the D-linemen are playing pretty good. But overall, and the opposite of the Chiefs that you thought were going to be just horrendous on defense are really playing pretty good. And the one thing they're doing is they're putting pressure on the quarterback. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs, and it's going to be a great game. This will be a great game now.
You think of the quality of the Monday night game last week of Giants-Niners, and think of the quality this week of the Monday night game, not even close. I'm so torn on this game. I'll take the Rams only because I think even though they haven't played well, the Rams have the better defense. One thing, though, that worries me about picking the Rams, think about all the families and things that have been on the players' minds this week with those wildfires out there in California. But I'm still going to take the Rams just because they both have prolific offenses. But the Rams have a better defense, so I'll take the Rams, and they're playing at home, even though it's kind of a surprise.
All right, the first NFL noon CBS game we will pick is the Steelers, who are -6, going to Jacksonville, Jared.
Jacksonville's quit. Give me the Steelers.
I will take the Steelers also. And Jacksonville is not playing well. I think we know that. But the Steelers are ramping it up. I mean, they can see the finish line, and they know they're gonna be in the race till the end. So I think they're starting to stretch it out a little bit.
That game flexed out of Sunday Night Football. Okay, it is the moment of truth. We have heard for 3 days how great the Indianapolis Colts are and how there is no hope. So, Ian, please give us the last game.
The Colts are -1.5, noon CBS. Titans going up to Indy. What you thinking, Floyd?
I'm going to take the Titans.
No!
And I'm going to take the Titans really for one reason. I think Vrabel is going to get them over the hump. I think he's going to preach to them exactly where they are and what they're doing. And even though it's going to be a close game and it'll be tight, this 1.5 is not by accident. I mean, I think it's going to be tight, but I'm going to hope that Vrabel will, yes, find a way to get him there.
How can he do that, Ian?
He is a believer, Jerry.
No, he's not. No, he's not. I spent all week hearing about how great luck is. 26 touchdown passes.
Who are you going to take?
I'm taking the Colts because the Titans have got to prove it to me that they can win this game after winning the Patriots game. We were so worried about the Buffalo game because that's what the old Titans do. And I need to see the new Titans prove to me that they can live with prosperity and build on it. And I haven't seen it yet, so I'm taking the Colts. But how can you take the Titans?
Well, how can I?
You're taking the Colts.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I got 26 touchdown passes to 7.
Like, oh, yeah, that's now all of a sudden that's meaningless.
That's it for us. We will see you all tomorrow. Or excuse me, we will see you Sunday, 9:30 for the pregame show. And then 2 o'clock on Monday, Tackling Music City is coming up next.